Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the Holy Spirit, and especially talking about the working of the Holy Spirit in a person's life. We've talked about the fact that the Holy Spirit now poured out on the day of Pentecost could come forth, and that there has been a baptism, there's been a receiving, and there is a filling of the Holy Spirit. They are all different experiences. Unfortunately, in the body of Christ, people have lumped them all together in full gospel circles and said, have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit? Have you received the Holy Spirit? Have you received the baptism? Have you been filled? They all call it the same particular experience with all these different type of ways of describing it. But that's been error. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is different from the receiving of the Holy Spirit, which is different from being filled with the Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is when you are born again. By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, 1 Corinthians 12:13. The receiving of the Holy Spirit is when you receive the Holy Spirit to dwell in your new spirit. What do you get when you're baptized with the Holy Spirit and you become a part of the body of Christ? You get the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You are born again, and that Spirit comes from Jesus. That's who's on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit at that point is with you, but has not been received into you yet. That's just like we gave you the illustration about the wineskins. The new wine, which is the Holy Spirit, a type of, wants to come and be put into the wineskin. You got an old wineskin, it can't receive the new wine until you get a new wineskin. The old wineskin is the old spirit. The old spirit needs to be replaced by a new spirit, which is the Spirit of Jesus Christ we get when we're born again. And then with that new spirit, then we can receive the Holy Spirit, which is the new wine to come and dwell in our spirit. Receiving the Holy Spirit is the Greek word lambano, which means to take unto ourselves. It's a self-prompted taking hold of, meaning it's your responsibility to receive the Holy Spirit. And it is synonymous with drinking. The second part of that 1 Corinthians 12:13, the first part said, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. The last part says we've all been made to drink into one Spirit. Baptized into one body, that's the new birth into the body of Christ. Drink into one Spirit, that's receiving the Holy Spirit, so we all have the Holy Spirit in us. It has been a work of the devil to bring this confusion in the body of Christ concerning this, so that people are so separated and so confused over this that there's not doctrinal unity. Every person who's been born again has already been baptized with the Holy Spirit. If you've been born again and you have the Spirit of Jesus Christ in you, you need to receive the Holy Spirit. Just like Paul said, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Have you? If not, you need to receive the Holy Spirit to dwell in you. And it's very clear in Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 19, several scriptures we gave. Acts 8, where Christ was preached to the ones at Samaria by Philip. They believed and they were baptized. Then they came down, having sent Peter and John to them, and prayed for them, the Samaritans, that they would receive the Holy Spirit. And they did receive the Holy Spirit, and He came to dwell within them. Praise God. The Holy Spirit, remember, is the first fruit of our inheritance. It's part of our inheritance in Christ. So we receive the Holy Spirit. That's the new wine being put into the new wineskin. That's drinking in, so He comes and dwells within us. And then we are to be filled with the Spirit. And filling of the Holy Spirit is a continuous process that's to happen daily in our life as we are praising and worshiping the Lord, and it's continuous. Remember Ephesians 5:18, but be filled or be being filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. As you praise and worship Him, it will cause a filling, and it's a continuous daily thing that should occur. Also, Acts 4:31 says, when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Remember, filling is always for service. It talked about Barnabas was filled with the Holy Ghost, and many people were added to the Lord. It talked about Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit to go and bear His name before the Gentiles. It talks about Peter was full of the Holy Ghost, and all these different guys were full of the Holy Ghost when they were speaking forth about how they had done the mighty works of God. Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost when he brought the judgment upon that guy that was a child of the devil trying to turn the deputy away from the faith. We need to realize the filling of the Holy Spirit is the anointing of the Holy Spirit for service, to do the works of God and to bring forth God's will. It's always for service. Praise God. Now we're going to look today at the book of Acts and look and see how all this worked. Let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. This is the day of Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. If you look very closely, you will see that all three of these things, the baptism, receiving, and the filling of the Holy Spirit, occurred. In verse 1, it says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. That is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because what does the word baptize mean? Baptize, remember, is an untranslated Greek word, baptizo, which means to immerse or to engulf in. What happened? This house where they were sitting was immersed and engulfed in the presence of the Holy Spirit. It said it filled all the house. Now what happens with the baptism of the Holy Spirit? By the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we are brought into the body of Christ and we are born again. So that was the new birth that occurred at that point in time. Then in the next verse there, where it talks about verse 3, it says, there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. This is the Holy Spirit coming and sitting upon each of them. This is when the Holy Spirit was received. And the reason why, you see, they already had been instructed about this by Jesus. And they received the Holy Spirit at that point in time. Then verse 4 says what happened when they received Him. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. There's the service part, as the Spirit gave them utterance. They could never have spoken tongues without having the Holy Spirit already on the inside of them. They were filled with the Holy Spirit for the purpose of service. That was the anointing of the Spirit to order to lead those people to the place of realizing that the Holy Spirit had been poured out as they spoke the wonderful works of God in their languages, which they knew these Galileans did not know. So here we see the baptism occurred, a receiving occurred, and then a filling occurred. Let's look at another place. Over in Acts chapter 10, Peter goes to Cornelius' house here. In Acts chapter 10, it begins with verse 34. From verse 34 to 43, we see the events where he was preaching the word of God to them. And then in verse 44, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. What's that? Falling on all? That's the baptism. There was a baptism when he fell on them. There was an immersion. There was a baptism of the Holy Spirit where they were engulfed and immersed in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Then what happened? Verse 45. They of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now how did they know that? For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. So obviously they had received the Holy Spirit. And there was a speaking with tongues, showing the fact that there was a filling of the Spirit of God in them, and they began to magnify God. Then in verse 47 it says, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received, that's that word lambano used there, the Holy Ghost as well as we. Obviously, they had received the Holy Spirit. It even says so there in verse 47. And they commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Now here we see the words were spoken, and remember in Acts chapter 11, it talks about how he would come and tell them words in verse 14, whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. They got born again. Then as they began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them. That's the baptism. They all got saved. And then they received the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in them. So here again, we see the same kind of thing happen. And they, of course, after that, they were baptized with water. This is one thing. Some people think you can't receive the Holy Spirit until you're baptized with water. This is a case where they received the Holy Spirit before they were baptized with water. Then, they were to be baptized with water. Praise the Lord. So this is important to realize that these are some of the conflicting cases in the book of Acts. There's others that are very clear that we've already looked at. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, where it says about how you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That again, that says, that word receive is lambano, taking hold of. It says, when they repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, you shall receive. That's the word lambano. You shall, future tense, you shall take unto yourself or take hold of the gift of the Holy Ghost. This shows that it's supposed to happen after you have repented and been received Jesus and been baptized. Praise God. Another place where we see this in Acts chapter 8, this is where there was Philip that went down and preached Christ to those at Samaria. They believed. Then they were baptized in verse 12. Verse 14, they heard they received the word of God, sent Peter and John to them that they might receive the Holy Ghost, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them. And he prayed for them. They laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Now the same kind of thing over in Acts chapter 19, where we see, have you received the Holy Ghost since they believed? And when they prayed that prayer acting on the word, and they prayed, they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit, and they spoke with tongues and began to prophesy out. Praise the Lord. Very important. And some of these other places in Acts where you see it just talk about being filled, you can see the fact that the filling of the Holy Spirit is talking about service. And many times it talks about that, like Barnabas was filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, and Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit at different times when they was involved in service, of preaching a sermon or pronouncing the judgment, whatever it was. It was the Holy Spirit flowing forth through them by the anointing of God in order to serve the Lord in some capacity. Very important that we understand that. So as you look at the scriptures in the book of Acts, notice what is going on. In cases where you see people getting born again, there was a baptism, and you see him receiving the Holy Spirit. That's when he come to dwell in them. And then the filling is for service, and you see many cases of that in the book of Acts. Let me ask you a question. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? If you have not received the Holy Spirit, you need to. And if you aren't being filled with the Holy Spirit on a regular basis through prayer and praise and worship unto God, you need to start doing that and getting filled up with the Spirit. As we close today, I want to share with you that I've written a book on this, and this hopefully is going to answer this in very great detail, giving all the scriptures and showing the answers to this, the question of this baptism, filling, and receiving. The name of the book is The Difference Between the Baptism, Filling, and Receiving of the Holy Spirit. If you'd like to get this book, please give me a call, and we'll get back with you and get you information and get that book to you so you can have it. Look forward to seeing you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.